People who receive organ transplants must go on a regimen of drugs to suppress their immune response and allow the organ to survive and function. Yet when that strategy is working, it also leaves people without the ability to respond to vaccines. Dori Segev, a transplant surgeon at Johns Hopkins, says a very fine line must be trod.
Transplant patients take immunosuppression for a very good reason, to keep their organs from rejecting. They are at lifelong risk of organ rejection, which we have to mitigate by suppressing their immune system. Like everything else with transplant patients, it is a balance. If we over immunosuppress, we put them at risk of infections, we make vaccines not work. If we under immunosuppress, we put them at risk of rejection.
Segev is currently studying whether stopping immune-suppressing medicines and then vaccinating people who've had a transplant will enable the vaccine to work and the transplant to continue functioning. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.